Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third, the second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third, the left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbein scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early is walked intentionally. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evers takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to third. Evers moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2. And the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford bunts for an out with unknown description. Early moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Hutchinson moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing center field. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. There goes Evers. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Fred Hutchinson. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.